You're listening to the Ambit Energy Podcast with Field Recognition Specialist Wayne McMullen. Welcome to the podcast today, and today I'm starting the first in our series of post-ambition award winner interviews. And I'm going to start off by just reading a little something here about the Thompson Leadership Award. Leadership, integrity, character, honesty, team-focused. These are the characteristics that describe the winner of the Thompson Leadership Award. The winner is handpicked by our co-founder and CEO, Jerry Thompson Jr., and is emblematic of the highest level of achievement. Well, this year's Thompson Leadership Award winner is definitely emblematic of all of the above. And I'm really at a great honor today to welcome to the podcast executive consultant from Tyler, Texas, Coach Alan Johnson. Hey, Coach, how you doing?
I'm doing very well. Thank you, Wayne.
So, what went through your mind when your name was called as the winner of this award at Ambition 2012?
You know, Wayne, it was really kind of, obviously, you were there, you saw it was overwhelming, and it was overwhelming for several reasons, but I had my daughter with me. She had come in, come to find out you little sneaky people up there had kind of informed a few people so that my family would be there, and I grabbed Rachel by the hand and I said, "You're going with me. I just wish your mom and brother were here." And she said, "Well, there's Caleb." And I turned around and looked at him, and it really got me, you know. And so as we went up to the stage together, and you know, we talk to people all the time that to add something to your life in terms of business, you've got to have a serious why. And I've spent the last 3.5 years doing presentations and visiting with people and being asked, "Why are you doing this?" And, you know, I talk about my wives, which are Rachel and Caleb, and my wife, Leanne, and to have Rachel and Caleb there with me and be able to present them while being presented such a prestigious award was, I guess the word humbling, it just doesn't do it service. I'm just taken back by it. Even a week and a half later, it just is mind blowing, but very appreciative.
Now, you know, you went up there on stage, and I don't think I've ever seen you stop for words in my life.
All right, that's very true.
Is there anything that you've maybe wanted to say in your acceptance speech up there that you've probably forgot?
You know, Wayne, I really appreciate you asking me that question, and it really is an honor to be able to say this now, and you kind of touched on it already. You know, I never would do this in my wildest dreams, but if you could take the Thompson Leadership Award, that beautiful vase, and just drop it into a million pieces, that's about how many pieces I think deserves a piece of it. But then all the people that are involved in Ambit have all played a vital role in that. And you know, a couple of years ago, I had the honor of speaking at Ambition, and I talked about teamwork because that's what I've been doing for 29 years. And prior to my professional life as a coach, as an athlete, it was instilled in me that you do not do anything successfully alone. And, you know, the thing about the Thompson Leadership Award, in my opinion, is the fact that it's won by many, but given to one. And they just had to have a name, and there must have been a hung Chad, but anyway, they pulled my name on it. And, you know, I'm just indebted. I'm humbled. I can't – that's just such a redundant thing to keep saying, but it's just the truth. And whenever I pointed across there and I said, "Everybody in this house," and even though it didn't come out as a professional orator that I'm not, but it did mean that I share this award with everybody in Ambit, because I've had people like Ray Monty and Miriam Wado and Adam Carey and Esther Spina and so many more that have stepped up to the plate that financially are not rewarded by anything that happens in my team. But their mentors are mine. There are people that have taken our group here in East Texas. They've wrapped their arms around them and they're helping them out. You know, I've got a really nice team of people down in the South Houston area that have gone into the Clear Lake offices, and they've wrapped their arms around them. So for me to be chosen is one thing, But again, my feelings are that I would like to express to everyone listening in today, I share this award with all of you because many won it, but only one was named.
You know, you gave some of the reasons why you think it's such an important award. If you had to put it down to maybe just one or two things that you do that maybe are special or different from anybody else, why do you think maybe you were chosen for the Thompson Leadership Award?
I have a servant's heart. That's a gift. Everybody has it. Not everybody pulls it out of themselves. But Wayne, I literally have been brought up by my parents, and my wife even instills this in our children. It's not what you get, it's what you give in this life. And there's been a lot of things that have impacted me, whether it be actions by people, lessons by people, or things that I've seen or read. And for people that are friends of mine on Facebook, they see me periodically ask a simple question. How's your dash today? What have you done with your dash lately? And if you don't mind, this is one of the things that I live by. We all are going to die one day. The two facets in life is we're born and we die. Period, end of story. So someday, whenever the good Lord calls us all home, we're going to have a tombstone, a monument, or whatever, somewhere on the ground, somewhere on this earth. And there's going to be a number as to when we were born, and there's going to be a number as to when we passed away. And people are going to walk by that for years to come, and they're going to look down, and they're going to say, oh, he lived a long time. Oh, bless their heart, they didn't live very long. The truth of the matter is, it's not about those two numbers. It's about that dash in between. And what did you do with your life during that dash? So when I leave this place, I want people to remember Alan Johnston as a man that gave back and didn't expect to be given. I think that might be something that if people hang their hat on, really leading their life, not just with ambit, but just with their life, the rewards can be remarkable.
You've been a mentor to very many consultants, a lot of consultants who look up to you for a good reason, and you help them out up and down the country.
Well, plus I'm 6'10", right?
They have no choice but to look up to you, right?
There you go, automatic respect.
Exactly. my question to you is whose advice has meant the most to you in helping you achieve the success that you've reached today?
Well, I've got to start at the top, and that would be with Jerry and Chris. You know, I will never forget the first time I met both of those gentlemen. And I asked Mr. Thompson, he may not remember it, but I asked him, why are you doing Ambit through a multi-level marketing program? And his response still to this day means the world to me. And he looked me square in the eye and he said, if I can take a high school basketball coach from East Texas and give him an opportunity to supplement his family's income with a $300-$500 a month residual income, and I can do that times several hundred thousand, do you know how big of a blessing that would be for me and my family? Wayne, I was sold on Ambit in that second.
Mm-hmm.
Right there, the integrity of that gentleman meant the world to me. And then I had an opportunity to visit with Chris, and he and I have similar backgrounds because his parents are both educators and my parents as well. And just visiting about what he watched his parents do growing up, and the similarities as to what I watched my parents do growing up, but yet how they tried to give and instill the lessons in us. And we both carry the same type of, mannerisms, if you will, into our adult life and our same belief and convictions. And the fact that he will go on a stage and publicly confess where he stands with his faith means the world to me.
Mm-hmm.
And then amongst the consultants, I got to admit, I kind of got a man crush on Ray Monty. The guy's just, he's just the man. He speaks from his heart, but he speaks sternly. And if Ray ever wanted to be a coach, he could probably be an outstanding coach. But what he says brings power. And then I look at Miriam Waito and the lady that she is and the professional life that she carries, along with her husband, Richard. And then you look at the young couple, the up-and-coming couple of Adam and Michelle Carey. Now, let's just name a few. I could go on and on and on, mm-hmm. but then I come home to these people in East Texas and their dedication and diligence and persistent and consistent effort that they give to these people in East Texas on a consistent basis, day in and day out. So to say, is there any individual? Yeah, there are some individuals, but as a whole, I go back to the family that is Ambit Energy.
That's a great way of putting it. That you touched on something. You were talking about, your family, being educators, yourself an educator. What advice would you give to people right now that are sitting down at home? They've maybe looked at the opportunity, and they're thinking, you know what? If Coach can go and win this award, maybe I can go win this award. Maybe I should involve myself in Ambit. What would you tell those people that are thinking about it?
Well, again, I think that's a valid question to ask somebody like myself. Not that I'm special, but the fact of the matter is you can build this business on a very part-time basis greater than what you expect if you really bury yourself into why you're doing Ambit. And Wayne, you may or may not realize this, but a lot of people who heard me speak 3 years ago know that this started because my daughter was on me to get her a car. Mm-hmm. And my wife and I, who appreciate every dollar we make, we were worried that we weren't going to be able to get Rachel a car. But this gave me an opportunity to possibly make that $300 or $400 that Mr. Thompson talked about and buy Rachel a cash car. And because of my compassion for my family, I went to work with Ambit. And what drove me to get my daughter a simple cash car created financial freedom for my family that is my life. But anyone listening to this, if you want to know a secret, the secret is this. Don't hope it, wish it, or dream it to happen. You've got to make it happen. You've got to go out every day, and you've got to extend this to somebody. You have got to educate yourself. You guys at the corporate office, Wayne, have given us every resource that we need to be successful. And if people don't get on Ambit University, if they don't visit the incredible websites that have been created by our top leaders to get educated, then they've got to look at the man or the woman in the mirror and realize it wasn't Ambit's fault. It was the person staring back at me's fault.
I've got the utmost respect for anybody that's an educator in this world, and I think it's really beautiful the way that you've taken what you've done through your career as an educator and as a coach, and you've transferred that over to Ambit Energy, and you've taught so many people so many good things. And what do you see next in your future, Coach?
Well, actually, I'm still doing what I do, Wayne. Mm-hmm. I love coaching. I'm sitting here fixing to go teach an outdoor adventure mm-hmm. class, and then I'll have my conference, and after that I go on the court with my team. And, I get to go on a hardwood floor every day and do something that I absolutely love doing. Mm-hmm. And, the future is this for me and my family. We're going to continue to educate the future, have the servant's heart that we have. And, one day if I decide to walk away from the gym, then I'll walk away. But until then, I'm loving what I'm doing. I've got the blessing of all blessed lives. I get to coach, and I get to watch out for my family and help other families reach their financial goals.
Well, we hope you never do walk away from that, because I know your people down there love you.
I'm not going anywhere from there.
What do you see as the future for Ambit Energy?
You just shut me down again. The future of Ambit Energy is just wide open. I'm so excited about what's going on out west and what is going to be taking place over the years to come. There's still so much to do in all the other states we've deployed in. But I've said this, and I'll say it again. When you look at the Direct Sales Association, the number one company is Avon. The number two company right now is Amway. Well, back there's this other company that's shooting up the charts that just so happens starts with a letter A also. Mm-hmm. So where do I see Ambit? I see Ambit moving up and making the top three in the world a AAA threat. But I think Ambit Energy is going to end up at the top.
Well, I think with people like you on board and driving this puppy, we've got no choice but to end up there eventually. Coach?
We definitely have the leadership with you guys in place for it to happen, that's for certain.
Well, it's a mutual appreciation between all of us here in corporate and people like yourself out in the field that really, really do it for everybody. Coach, you know, I want to thank you for talking to me today on the podcast. You've said some powerful things that I know people should really listen to this and take to heart what it is that you've said about, you know, coming into this business and having a servant's heart. I want to thank you, Executive Consultant Coach Alan Johnson, all the way from Tyler, Texas, the Rose Capital of Texas. I want to thank you, Coach, for taking the time to talk to me and our podcast listeners today.
Thank you very much for having me, Wayne. Y'all have a great day.
And that was Coach Alan Johnson speaking to us today on the podcast. You know, I just want to point out that Coach Alan Johnson came into Ambit with no prior experience in network marketing. He's an incredible guy and an example to all out there. I hope you enjoyed listening to our podcast today. This is the first of many of our interviews that we're going to have with award winners over the next month or so. So tune in next week for the podcast, as we will be here the same time and on the same channel. This has been your Field Recognition Specialist, Wayne McMullen, for the Ambit Energy Podcast. Don't forget to go out there, work hard, dream big, and build your business on a foundation of integrity. We'll see you next week.